You ready? Hasn't really sunk in, but listen, I'm so excited for that locker room. You know, for Mr. Lurie to give me the opportunity to coach this team, and then everything that we've been through this season to get to this point. A lot of people, you know, counted us out, but that locker room believed in each other, believed in me, and I got a great staff and great players, and we found a way to get it done. You know, I knew that we were going to have to score a touchdown in that situation. You know, a field goal wasn't going to be good enough, not against Brady and the Patriots, and you know, so we stayed aggressive. You know, Nick made some outstanding throws. Guys made some plays for him. Nelson, you know, Ertz on the touchdown. I mean, just play after play. Guys really stepped up tonight, and just had to get a touchdown in that situation. You know, it kind of felt like, you know, whoever had the ball last, you know, could win this game. And, you know, we were just fortunate enough to put ourselves in position to really end the game with that drive, you know, for the touchdown. And defense stepped up and did a nice job to finish it for us. And so happy for them. The touchdown? Oh, the fourth and one. You know, that play we've been working on for the last couple of weeks and just needed the right time, right opportunity, and guys executed it brilliantly. Probably the last 3 weeks, maybe, since the postseason started. Yeah, I'm so happy for Nick. You know, a lot of people, a lot like this football team, a lot of people counted him out and didn't think he could get it done. And, you know, I believed in him. The staff believed in him. The players believed in him. We just needed time. We needed time together to work out some things. And you know, this whole postseason, Nick has shown exactly who he is and what he can do and what he's capable of doing. He's well-deserved of the honor. But I know that he would give credit where credit's due, and he had a lot of playmakers tonight make plays for him on both sides of the ball.
Doug, you've been an aggressive play caller all year long. Is this kind of game making
money? You know, I take it week by week, but you know, I trust my players, I trust the coaches, and you know, I trust my instincts. I trust everything that I'm doing, and you know, I want to maintain that aggressiveness with the guys. And, you know, in games like this against a great opponent, you got to make those tough decisions that way and keep yourself aggressive. You really want to know what we call it? Philly Special. Philly Special. Now, you know, part of having a great offensive staff is, you know, every week we look at different plays around the league and the collegiate ranks and things that over the years that might fit what we do. You know, we found this one that fit, and we've been working on it for the last couple of weeks, and tonight was the night.
Hey, two more questions. What does this mean to you and to the city?
Oh, for me, it's... You know, obviously it's rewarding to win the Super Bowl and lead these guys. But listen, I'm, you know, my hat's off to the staff, to the ownership, to the players, the fans. Our fans have been waiting a long time for this. And Mr. Lurie's been waiting a long time for this. And I'm so excited to be a part of it and obviously bring the Lombardi Trophy back to Philadelphia and just can't wait to get back there and celebrate with our fans.
Cody,
I tell you, it's all about the faith. It's all about our family, and then it's all about the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's in that order. And we got a great group of guys, resilient group, and you know, that's what keeps me grounded. You know, my faith keeps me grounded every single day, and you know, I just come to work. I'm the same person, and I don't ever want to change. And you know, love this environment. However, and hopefully we can win a couple more of these. Okay, thank you guys.